let's review Brachos Daf Mem Hey. The end of the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos discusses making a bracha on water. That you don't make a bracha on water when it's just to unclog your throat if you have phlegm or something stuck in your throat or you're choking. But if you're thirsty and you're drinking water, then you do make a bracha on water. In terms of Borei Nefashos, then Puk Chazim Mayam Dvar, you have to go and see what the minig is, and then you know whether to make Borei Nefashos. And Rashi comments, we know what the minig is. We make a bracha of Shakol Nia Bedvaro on water. That's the bracha Rishon. And we make a Borei Nefashos as a bracha Achrona. Then we begin the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos, and the Mishnah tells us that three people for Zimun are required for Zimun, as long as the food and the people are halachically viable, meaning the food has to be some of the food that you're allowed to eat, cannot be Tevel, or Mais Rishon, the Truma hasn't been taken off, etc. And it also has to be people who are able to be included in Zimun, as opposed to Nashim Avadim Ketanim, who cannot be included in Zimun. The Gemara gives two sources for the requirement to have three people in Zimun. One is Gadol Hashem Iti, and the other is Kishem Hashem Ekra. Both of those sources suggest that it's one person talking to a group. That if you want a bench, you have one person that tells the group, let's go bench together. So that's how we know that you have three people, because the minimum of a group is two, and one person talking to a group of two will make for three people. The Gemara tells us that the mitargim and the kore should be at the same decibel level as each other. That, and the same is true by the mezamin. The person who is doing the zimun should be the same decibel level, the amen rather, and the mevarich should also be at the same decibel level. When someone's answering amen to a bracha, shouldn't answer amen much louder than the bracha. So too, when someone is being mitargim by the kriyas haTorah, shouldn't be mitargim much louder than the kriyas haTorah. And daf mem heim and beis, we have a machlokas whether two men can make a zimun, or do you dafka need three men to make a zimun? Rabbi Yochanan says two men cannot make a zimun. That's the opinion, obviously, that we accept the halacha, that of our Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara talks about including women together with avadim or avadim together with ketanim, and says that that's pritzos. You can't have a kvius of a suuda with such a group of people because it would be a violation of pritzos, and therefore we don't do it. The Gemara tells us there's machlokas whether the last guy has to be by the table by 10 or by 3, and we paskin that when you're having a mezumen of 3, he has to be by the table, but by 10, as long as it looks like 10, as long as your group looks like it's a group of 10, even though the last guy is not actually there by the table, he could still be mitzarev. The Gemara then tells us that two guys don't have to stop for one guy. If everyone's in the middle of eating a meal, and two of the people finish, and one of them is not yet finished, the two people that finished, the one person who did not yet finish, should stop to bench together with the two who have finished. But when it's the other way around, the two people are still eating, and only one person has finished, the two that are still eating do not have to stop in order to accommodate the one person who's ready to bench. But, as a lefnim yishuras hadin, it's a nice thing to do. The Gemara tells us one of the Amoraim was in fact mafsik help out Rav Papa was mafsik for Abba Mar Berei and another guy, and Rav Papa and another guy were mafsik for Abba Mar Berei, even though they didn't have to be mafsik, because he was trying to do lefnim yishuras hadin. And toward the bottom of the page, the Gemara tells us on Memhem Beis that if you find three people benching, sometimes you answer Baruch Hu Mevarach, and sometimes you answer Amen when you find three people that are reading together, depending on the situation. Rav Zvid says Baruch Hu Mevarach, Rav Papa says Amen, and we said they're not arguing. One is where they're saying Nevarech, and one is where they're saying Baruch. And then the daf concludes by saying that we only answer Amen to our own brachos when it's the last of a series. What's an example where it's the last of a series of brachos that we can answer Amen to our own brachos? So the classic example is the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim, where we say in benching Bona Yerushalayim Amen to our own bracha. That is a chazara of brachos daf memhei.